Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Weather's going to be warm, the sun is going to be shining, but many people, the only sunlight that they will get is from their televisions as they...
And their radios, Pat, obviously.
And their radios,
as well.
Of course. Well, they can be in the sun and listen to the radio. That's
well, there's
sure.
The garden option. There's the if you're doing a bit of work in the DIY, if you're in the kitchen, if you're in your car, you know what to do. Off the ball Saturday and off the ball Sunday on News Talk, 1 o'clock every day.
Now, weekend. It is a fantastic weekend as well.
Ah, look, Leinster-Bordeaux starts at really 2:45. We've got commentary here and off the ball on News Talk, Pat. And 4 wins in a row in Champions Cup finals, then 4 defeats in a row. There's a lot of psychological hurt that Leinster are carrying. 3 defeats in finals, narrow defeats between 2022 and 2024. Haven't played, to be honest, that well this season, but they're in a final, anything can happen. They played the defending champions, Bordeaux.
What do you make of the selection? I mean, the question over James Lowe, who's a man on any day of the week you'd love to have on the bench, at least.
Tommy O'Brien is fit, and he's had a really good season, and he could be somebody that can maybe shackle Bielbiari, who's the most dangerous player on the pitch from their perspective. And also, if you're going to bring Rico Ioane to Ireland, you have to play him. They made this mistake in the semi-final with Jordy Barrett last year. Clarkson, big day for Thomas Clarkson getting a start at tight head. And the key man, really, I know Gibson Park is the heartbeat of the team, but Harry Byrne, this is such a huge game, biggest game of his life. And if he can navigate it well, it gives Leinster a chance. Yeah. Leinster, I think, had to be very physical. They talk about the rush defence and Neen Aber, the South African influence on it. Bordeaux, like any French team with flair, they've got pace. Yeah. They've got Jalibert, Lukaku. You've got to stifle that. And the heat will be an issue, potentially 27 degrees.
Yeah, now, have they made a decision about water breaks? Do you know?
Not that I know yet, but I think the option could be there. It's not going to be the World Cup. But look, and that the bench then does become an important aspect of the play. You just look, we hope that Leinster did themselves justice. In a way, look, they're underdogs. Bordeaux defending champions, they've kind of coasted through the competition. The conditions will probably suit them better than Leinster. So, but just win is my kind of thinking. There's been so much pain. And losing, you don't want it to become a habit. And for those Leinster players, they've had a lot of pain.
Yeah. Ulster wanted to just win last night, but it didn't.
Well, you see,
they're not even
in the Champions Cup next year now. Yeah. They conceded 9 tries against Montpellier, and it was a comprehensive beating in Bilbao. But over 53,000 people there today for Leinster, and it'll be some game. We'll be
now,
out of life.
The Premier League ends with a bit of a whimper at the top, but a lot of trepidation at the bottom.
It's more about the narratives. It's more about the fact that Arsenal have won a title after 22 years and what that means. And they've got a Champions League final next week to look forward to. And also Pep Guardiola leaving Manchester City after 10 years. Mo Salah leaving Liverpool. It's more other stories that are relevant. I mean, and down the bottom, there is still something to play for. We've got the Tottenham-Everton game here on News Talk tomorrow. Tottenham, if they don't lose, they're fine. But if they do lose and West Ham beat Leeds, Spurs are going down. So as a Tottenham fan, seeing Arsenal win the league, seeing Arsenal in the Champions League final, apathy.
It hurts.
Apathy is just such a massive part of my life now when it comes to my sports.
Well, mind you, the Arsenal's win, which they were gifted at the end of the day by Man City, not doing the business. But the scenes in London were fantastic.
They were. When the players are going around the stadium at 5 a.m. in the morning, that's what it's about. I mean, it's 22 years. Many Arsenal fans would not remember that. And it is a long time. And they do deserve it. They've been second three years in a row. But I've been reading kind of a lot of in-depth articles. You always get these things when teams win big tournaments. What was the reason? What was the magic about Arteta? But huge amount of planning. The Cronkies, the American owners, got behind the project in terms of financial support. And they're doing everything that Tottenham are not.
Do you expect them to play with great flair and beat Palace comfortably because they're now unshackled? You know, the stress of will we win it, will we not?
I expect them, they could lose 5-0. For the most important thing for Pat is for them is to have players fit for next week in Budapest against Paris Saint-Germain. Okay. They've never won a European Cup.
All right. And Pep's departure, is it because that verdict is looming?
I wouldn't look. That could be put into the mix, but I think, look, it's 10 years. It's incredibly well remunerated job, but it's a crazy world.
Yeah.
I mean, Pep looks like he isn't obsessive. Like the last time he quit Bayern Munich, he took a year and went to New York. So what's he going to do now? I mean, 10 years is enough at that pressure in that crazy world that football is. Probably could have won maybe more Champions Leagues, but 20 trophies, if you include the charity shields, is pretty impressive.
Now, if we're looking for excitement, there's a lot of excitement potentially in the hurling.
Yes. The Kilkenny 30 years ago was the last time they didn't feature in the All-Ireland Series. And if they lose to Dublin tomorrow at Parnow Park, and if Offaly beat Kildare, Kilkenny are out. Kilkenny have to win. So Leinster actually has more on it than Munster. We know from Munster that Limerick and Cork and Clare are all going through to the All-Ireland Series, but which two teams will be in the final? Kerry Donegal this afternoon, the new All-Ireland Series. The province has been parked now. You have this new All-Ireland Series, which begins today. The format looks complicated, but just to simplify it, you win two games, you're through to the quarterfinals. You lose two games, you're out. There's no third chance. Kerry Donegal. So either Kerry Donegal can afford to lose today, but they can't afford to lose a second time.
Okay.
It'll come thick and fast.
Okay, and with the new rules in football and this format, it makes for quite an exciting summer. Well,
Westmeath, Roscommon, Armagh, all winning provincial titles after big gaps. And you can just see the joy and what it brings to ordinary people and the belonging that people have in communities around the championship. That is the magic of the championship that sometimes separates it from other sports. But try telling that to a Leinster fan today, Pat.
So you have a long day's work ahead of you, John.
We have a great day's work ahead. Like, I mean, let the ball do the work, as I say. We've got Jim Gavin in studio on the football, and then we have Leinster and Bordeaux commentary from Bilbao, live from Bilbao, with Andy Dunn and Cúna Flaherty. We've got a couple of reporters there, Susanna Mullen and Dara Smith-Nocton, who'll be getting all the fans and all the colour of the occasion, and obviously the post-match as well. We'll have the trophy presentation. And then tomorrow, you're just literally flicking the switch. And then there's 10 Premier League games kicking off at 4. It's the final day of the season. It's all the team of the season, the player of the season. Like, even England, you could talk about at the moment. because it's
Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what the tabs say about him,
he's a hard gun from Germany coming in to manage England. The cultural questions, obviously, that some elements of the English media will be asking around, all that kind of thing. But if they win the World Cup, he'll be Sir Thomas Tuchel.
If not Saint Thomas Tuchel. John Duggan from Off the Ball.
Right,
looking
Pat.
Forward to this afternoon's
Cheers.
Transmissions. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.